I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio. Kentucky manufacturers are confronting a problem facing the entire United States, a shortage of skilled workers for technically sophisticated industries. A recent study found that 2 million manufacturing jobs in the U.S. will go unfilled over the next decade due to a lack of trained workers. A program developed in the Owensboro region is confronting that shortage with an apprenticeship program called GoFame. Rhonda Miller has more.
At Sun Windows in Owensboro, President Frank Anderson says the machinery for production gets more sophisticated every year.
This is our insulated glass room. The robot is applying the spacer material that separates the two panes of glass, and it's all done automatically without ever touching a human hand.
That's the trend in advanced manufacturing, and that's the reason GoFame was created. GoFame stands for Greater Owensboro Federation of Advanced Manufacturing Education. Apprentices take classes 2 days a week at Owensboro Community and Technical College. Companies pay at least half the tuition and at least $12 an hour for work time. Anderson says the four apprentices at Sun Windows get on-the-job training 3 days a week.
They've totally rebuilt this glass washer out here, taking it completely apart, replacing bearings, fittings, pumps, hoses.
That's just one of the projects 18-year-old Colby Jarbo has worked on. Jarbo is from Fordsville in Ohio County and says he's always loved tinkering with mechanical things, and there are plenty of those at Sun Windows.
It's always different. It's not the same thing over and over again. I love that. You come in here and you never really know what you're going to do.
Sometimes it's a bigger question of what you're going to do in terms of a career. That's how 22-year-old Stephen Perez of Whitesville in Davis County got into the program.
I've tried school a couple different times. I went for business administration once and then kind of lost interest. And then I went for physical therapy once and lost interest. And then I found this program.
Perez says he's always liked to fix things, and now he's learning to work on machines for manufacturing.
And you get to learn what you learn in class. And then, like right now, I mean, like we're in fluid power and circuits one. So we're learning all about hydraulics, pneumatics, and then once you see them like in the workplace, it all just kind of starts to make more sense.
William Mount is vice president of Amoco Plastics, one of 22 companies participating in the apprenticeship program. Mounts is also president of GoFame.
It's really a win-win for the student because all of those fears of what am I going to do and how am I going to pay for it is taken away from them.
18-year-old Walker Hoheimer is from Lewisport in Hancock County. He wasn't sure what he was going to do after high school until he found GoFame and Sun Windows.
Right now I'm tearing down walls.
Hoheimer has worked on machines at Sun Windows, built a loading dock, and now is working on a renovation project.
And then Monday or Tuesday we're taking out the ductwork.
Hoheimer may be tearing down walls now, but what he's hoping to do is build a solid foundation for a career. He's part of a statewide effort in Kentucky that includes 3,000 apprentices and 1,100 employers. In a video announcing the state's commitment to expanding apprenticeship programs, Governor Matt Bevin said more companies have to get involved in the initiative called Kentucky Trained, Kentucky Built.
We want to create opportunities through apprenticeships for every single man and woman in Kentucky that wants to pursue a new career path or broaden the one they're already on.
Kentucky has received a grant of nearly $900,000 from the U.S. Department of Labor as part of the Apprenticeship USA program. The grant will help add 1,300 apprentices across the state who will be Kentucky trained and who will be encouraged to help create a stronger economy that's Kentucky built. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.